This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Kevin Garnett returned to the Target Center for the first time since 2018 and watched his former team beat New Orleans yesterday to close out the regular season 132-126. Minnesota head coach Chris Finch.
Great energy in the building. He just kind of sensed it was a special night. And he came in pregame. He talked to the guys. He went around the locker room individually and talked to the coaching staff a bit. And it was fun. He was excited to be back, no doubt about it. It was a pretty neat moment when he walked out. I think it was good for our guys because they got a sense of, you know, just how important somebody with a legacy is.
Minnesota rested almost all of its top players. They got a 24-point, 13-rebound double-double from Johan Berenger, while Joel Inglis also had a double-double with 15 points and 10 assists. Minnesota draws Denver in the first round of the playoffs. Game one is in Colorado on Saturday. The Minnesota Lynx re-up Kayla McBride and Courtney Williams yesterday and signed free agents Natasha Howard and Nia Coffey. The WNBA draft is tonight. Minnesota holds the second pick. Don't look now, but the Twins are in first place in the American League Central Division. They share the AL's best record with Cleveland at 9-7. Minnesota's won 6 of 7, including yesterday's 8-2 win in Toronto. Tristan Gray belted a 3-run homer in the second, and Brooks Lee capped off a 5-run third with a 2-run double. Manager Derek Shelton.
They're definitely feeding off each other. I mean, if we continue to hit 3-run homers, I think that would be very good for me. But we're grinding through at bats. And, you know, we got to a first ballot Hall of Famer today. We made him work. Whether it was a base hit, a walk, a hit by pitch, then we scattered in a homer or two. But overall, very pleased with this short road trip.
Minnesota beat Max Scherzer yesterday. The Twins welcome Boston to town tonight. The AAA Saints got 3 homers from Kyler Fedko and held an 8-4 lead in the ninth. Then Toledo scored 7 times in the final frame and won on a walk-off, beating St. Paul 11-8. This is MNN Sports.